This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. When we last parted, I had just concluded telling you about five men who stepped into the growing chaos and confusion of the charismatic movement and set out to try and bring some accountability and order. They were good men with good motives and good ideas. They excelled in teaching and delivered much inspiration. The words they brought were hard words, words that challenge folks to the core. And yet, in the end, things went awry, desperately awry. Today, I'm going to jump in and begin to explain some of the nuts and bolts of what I believe to be a cutting-edge Christian movement. I was a young man in my early 20s. So were most of those that I walked with. We were all young, from our late teens to our late 20s, and we were hungry. Hungry for God, hungry for His Word, hungry for vision. Like many young people of our generation, we wanted to be a part of something significant, something meaningful, something world-changing. We wanted to be on the cutting edge of what God was doing in the world. These five men covenanted together to provide leadership to thousands of souls, many adrift in the sea of a rapidly changing church culture. Over the years, you see, the charismatic renewal, despite the many wonderful things it brought to the mainline Christian denominations, actually, in the end, divided the mainline churches. Many of us came out of the mainline denominations, and many of us, before our conversions, had no connection at all with any organized or institutional Christian body. Literally hundreds of thousands, probably millions of souls here in America had been visited by God through His Holy Spirit and had been born again or had found a powerful renewal to their otherwise lukewarm faith. And there we were, young, hungry, and in need of leadership. The Fort Lauderdale Five, as these five men from Florida came to be known, were seasoned men of God, Bible teachers, pastors, men of high stature and qualification. They were also very gifted teachers of the Word. Their magazine, New Wine, came out every month, each month with a new theme. Let me share just a few of the themes with you. How about lawlessness for a magazine theme? Who'd read a magazine with articles on that topic? Well, we did. Here's another theme, the antidote to rebellion. Interested in reading that one? We were. How about a magazine with several articles under the heading of Tampering with God's Law, Paying the Price? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff these guys were producing. No-nonsense stuff. Meat and potato stuff. They cast a vision of an obedient church, a church yielded to the will of God, a church of folks willing to lay down their lives for each other, earnest and zealous for the will of God for their lives. This was a powerful vision, and we ate it up. The primary themes of their messages were the kingdom of God, obedience, discipleship, submission to authority, shepherding, and covenant. All of their teaching and their themes were geared towards shaping men and women into serious, mature disciples of Christ. All of their messages were also punctuated with humor, and the men themselves were affable and approachable. Did I say they were good men? They opened up the scriptures to us from Genesis to Revelation and fed our minds with lessons from the Bible on the successes and failures of characters from the ancient past. Sitting under their pulpits was like dining at a lavishly spread table and partaking of a sumptuous meal. We always look forward to them coming to town or to the next tape of the month that got delivered automatically to our mailboxes. In my next podcast, I'll tell you about how their plan was conceived and carried out. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.